Rosie's never yelled Mike's on louder in her life than we're back on Triple M's Hot Breakfast.
Around. Some interesting off-air conversation.
And always is when you've got one of my favourites in the world of football. We need more people like Dane Swan because he adds a bit of colour in more ways than one.
I'd like to have a couple more running through the midfield, that's for
would,
sure.
He's an out and out
this will be his last year, is it? Will this be your last?
No.
Nah. Before we wind him up, let's welcome Dane Swan to Triple M's Hot Breakfast. Hey, hello, Swanee.
Guys, thank you.
I don't get to see you much, mate. You don't drop by that often.
We don't invite me. That's why.
We don't pay, you, I don't think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was meant to be a regular last year or the year before, but...
Yeah, Ken Wood knocked off Swanee coming on as a regular because I'm the host of the show, not that I own this channel, but...
Well, you did just pass me a big bag.
The amount of money was huge before, that I was going to be getting to, Ed.
$150 and we were going to pay it, but we should have actually called you
coin,
we should have called you an ambassador or something like that would have been right.
Yeah. Well, I've still got my same number, mate, so...
All right, we'll come back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it.
How's things down at the Pies?
Things are well, mate.
Travelling well?
Yeah, we're going all right.
Trelaw, has he come in? Has he rocked the boat a bit? Because he's highly paid. Is he fitting
highly
in?
Paid.
Is he?
He's fitting in better than Chris Yaron, mate. He's actually fitting in a training at the moment.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Is that below the belt?
That's not below the belt.
Is that how it's going to
be? At least
you
can see below the belt.
At least Swanee's wearing a belt today. That's the main thing.
I can't straighten.
Hey, Swanee, you had a practice match tonight. Are you playing?
Yeah, mate, I'm playing.
Geez, you're up early on a match day.
You're telling me.
Hang on, up early or just coming home?
So this is the only time I'm up this early,
Are you like me devastated that Kittens has burnt down? Is there something you'd like to say?
The pet shop is no more.
The pet shop, so you know the pet shop.
Mate, there's a lot of upset men across, and women, I guess, across Melbourne.
Is it too late to have a vigil? Can we all get out the front tonight and have a vigil with candles? Crowdfunding, you're going to build it.
Rebuild it.
Can we move on to the topic at hand?
Okay.
What's that?
All ready to go tonight is what I want to know, first of all.
Yeah, absolutely, mate.
Are you playing in the practice games?
I'm going to.
This big gun's out early.
Well, I'll play. It's beats getting flogged to training, let me tell you. You can sort of run your own race and get around and get some fitness, but I won't play all the NAB Cups, I wouldn't have thought, but... I'm nearly 32, so we'll probably take it easy and then ramp it up round one. But yeah, definitely playing tonight. I'll definitely go home and have a nap. Like you said, I'm up extremely early. So,
hey, can I just say he's doing as fit as he's ever been.
Mate, he looks good a nick as. And the year before, you had about 15 surgeries and had the whole body repaired. This year, you got through with just a little bit of a minor one.
And runner up in the best and fairest again.
He's a superstar.
It's unbelievable.
You don't have to convince us.
Oh, no, I'm just telling you.
Jeez.
But you can underestimate this guy's record.
Who underestimates?
Who does that?
Well, people do. Brownlow. Medal,
everyone. I try to correct them as much as I can, but
and what's happened? Normally, this is Scott Pendlebury's hours. Normally, he rolls in early and does all this sort of corporate stuff, Swanee.
Well, mate, I thought the exact same thing, but you give the people what they want.
What are we pushing? This is his thing. You're pushing, isn't it?
Now,
yeah.
It's
well,
your corporate kitchen. Do you want me to give you a hand, here, Swanee, on this? I'll just read it out, or
yeah. Well, then I can go about it. If you
can't let Swanee pitch his own program,
right,
there, mate.
Well, sit back
and just be quiet.
You got a piece of this?
No, I don't have a piece of this, no.
Well, what are you doing? What are you? You're a foot soldier for Pendles.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a great event. And
What is it?
It's called Your Corporate Kitchen. So me and I think about 12 or 13 of the boys on March 2nd are running a kitchen. So you can come down. Yeah, it's buy your tickets at yourcorporatekitchen.com or you can go to the website at yourcorporatekitchen.com or buy them at goldentix.com/YCK.
What happens at this kitchen, Swanee?
Yeah,
what are you cooking?
What do you do?
What are you cooking?
Well, there's three facets of it. There's the front of the house, you're in the kitchen, and the bar. So where would you think I'd be best suited?
So I don't understand the concept.
Okay,
so
now I'm interested.
Is it like a restaurant, is it?
Yeah, so...
It's a mobile restaurant.
No, it's at Albert and Sydney, which...
We're the mobile restaurant, though. We're going into a restaurant.
Yeah, we're going in there, and what we'll be doing... we'll be cooking, we'll be serving the drinks, and we'll be doing front of house, so we're doing everything. So
if I buy a ticket, what do I get?
I get you cooking me dinner. You get me behind the bar.
And behind the bar.
And front of house, so there'll be 13 or 14 of us.
You'll get some of that salmonella lettuce is what you'll get if you turn up there.
Right? What's your signature dish, Swanee?
Well, mate, when you get there, you'll find out. We've already planned the menu. We had a pretty good day of sort of wine tasting and tasting the food and picking the menu, and I guess it also helps with... team building and leadership for other. So if Triple M wanted to go down there and do some Your Corporate Kitchen, you could get in there and it helps with team building and leadership. So
you need a bit of that round here.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's the first time I've ever been picked in a leadership group. So I was pretty happy with that. Swanee, I might do it again. Maybe
Swanee's on the bar.
Really important.
Pendlebury's front of house, and you can get down to your corporate kitchen, Ed, and get involved.
Yeah, so here's the guts of it. Scott Pendlebury, Dane Swan, Alex Fasola, Nathan Brown, Alan Tuvey, 10 other players, all there. Your corporate kitchen. It is down at, as Swanee said, the name of the restaurant is
Albert and Sydney,
which is 382 Sydney Road and Albert Street in Brunswick. So right there in Groove's the headquarters, 6 p.m. sharp. It's $1,000 a head, but you get the full meal, you get the wine matched, and you get the service.
$1,000 a head. Houston Blumenthal doesn't.
No, it's the
Swanee's in the kitchen.
No, it's the award-winning chef Jason Rodwell from Entrecote fame. So I thought it was you in the kitchen whipping up a hamburger. No,
I was imagining a prison kitchen.
It's a big hamburger.
I was imagining Swanee with a ladle, just dumping out some
a bit of porridge,
making the wrist sticking him under his arm. Yeah. Like that.
It'd be tasty.
Get social. You can go to hashtag YCK, hashtag your corporate kitchen, at your corporate kitchen, all that sort of stuff. Is that what I'm doing? We'll put all the business
going up
on
Twitter now.
Yeah.
Wednesday, March the 2nd, 6
Sounds
p.m.
Good.
That's the night to get involved and go and hang out with Swanee. Be a
really Swanee. Night.
And Angela Wiegard has been working down at Collingwood from Andrew McConnell's restaurants. And the boys have got into the food and the wine, haven't they?
Yeah, she's been great down there. Make us eating a little bit healthier too. And she's been great. She gets some of the boys down to cover his restaurants and do a bit of cooking class and stuff like that. So
just not a working class club anymore, are you?
Really? We've always been a working class club, mate.
I wouldn't have thought so.
What's wrong with
Smacks
the working class?
Like you've abandoned
things.
Your roots.
No. Sorry. Don't you look down at us from your lofty heights at Mount Eliza, pal. We are a working class club.
Why'd you say that?
He gets very uppity when Swanee's around. Great to see you, mate.
Hey,
have a great season.
Mate. You're a good man.
Couldn't wish you any
you
more
around.
Than the best of health this year.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Superstar of the competition, Dane Swan. Always great when he drops by for Hard Yakka here on Triple M.